to receive communion. And
it won't be religious.
This is all part of relationship. I want you to get out that little piece of styrofoam.
It's not
styrofoam. With this one?
I figured the more I take this, it's styrofoam. It is, man. Pray for me, Mark. I'll fit in it. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, as long as you can remember his body, represent his body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. What I want to do this morning that's in my heart is not receive a communion just in the sense of the accomplishment of eating the flesh and drinking the blood, like the healing and the forgiveness of sin. I want you to hold that high in your heart always. That's something we live every day. But what I feel in my heart is, it's the way the Lord has taught me to receive communion a lot in my own personal life, and I just want to share that with you. We've done it before. This is what this means to me in my heart a lot of times. All that is yours is mine. You gave yourself for me that I might have life. You gave everything that you were. You were God and became a man, and gave what you became as a man to me that I could become a son. Am I on? Am I turned on? I'm not? Okay. Thank you. And Kelly even warned me up front. Watch this. I'm trying to find something here that's on my heart. I think it's Proverbs. All that is mine is yours, and all that is yours is mine is a great, great covenant phrase. Here's what Proverbs 16 says. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself. It says, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. The Lord has made all for himself. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself. That's amazing. When you think about Jesus coming, it's so much deeper than a prayer to go to heaven. It's so much deeper than a promise to find blessing in this temporal life. It's about being made one with him. It's about being restored back to your original creative value. Psalms 37 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Even you could hear Joan when she read all those things concerning family and coworkers. And I mean, what I received out of that, because I was really listening, and as a leader, you have to sit and listen and wonder where this is going for the heart of the whole, and not in a bad way, just for wisdom and insight. What I heard was a very caring heart, a heart that cares about people. Not everybody's like that. Sometimes we just care about what pertains to us. There's a very caring heart there. Watch this. Commit your way. Trust also in him. I would say this to you, Joan, in light of all them first three, probably four paragraphs you read concerning personal heart stuff. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's why we prayed. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. You could keep on reading. It's all good. Here's what I want to do this morning as we receive communion. I just want to enter into a personal place of, you know what? All that you are is mine. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. I didn't come to be served, but that I might serve. He still sits at the right hand, mediating his blood on the mercy seat forever, the redemption of man. We'll be singing the song of redemption forever. They're singing it in Revelation. It's like the song of the Lamb, and that we're redeemed through his blood, right? And it's going to be the truth and the reality that one came and died so all could die, so that when he lived, we could all live with him. So this morning in communion, it just felt important in my heart. I was up pretty early, and I was just kind of just musing and meditating in the Lord and just committing your way to him and using communion as a tool to consecrate yourself and say, you know, in return, acknowledge all that is his is yours, and in return, all that is mine is yours. I give my flesh by denying myself. It's not about my flesh. It's not even about how I feel. It's about truth. I give my soul, my spirit to you. I give myself to you that two can become one. right? Commit your way to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. There sounds like there's a grace on even your thought life, on your mind, on your discernment, your perceptions. When people are self-seeking in the Lord, I believe that's when you can get scrambled. That's when you can start interpreting through your motive. You follow me? When your will is to do His will, you'll know the truth concerning doctrine, whether it's God or man. So this is a good way to keep your heart pure and keep yourself in line with Him. Amen. So I just want to receive communion that way. I'll take a lead in it, but I want you to join in from your own heart. Don't just follow. Don't just listen. As you catch the heart of where I'm heading in this, I want you to begin to have communion with Him as well. And at any point you're ready, take the styrofoam. All right. She just sits here and loses it every time. She's like, would you get over it already? That's your expression. I have discernment. I absolutely have discernment. So it's just funny. She's like, so what is this anyway? Somebody got to help me. What is it? It is? You guys are all brainwashed. Is it like one of them rice patty things? Is it a little rice, miniature rice cake?
Yes.
Well, but today, it represents the body of Jesus. Amen? So whether it's a spoon of milk and a Cheerio, serious. It's just, you know, don't get weird about it. It's what you remember. He said, as often as you what? Do it in remembrance. So what I want you to do, As you partake of His body today, remember His death till His coming. He died for an amazing reason. He died so that we would have the doorway to die to ourselves, die to our sin, through repentance and be transformed by the grace of God and have life and live for His glory. Does this make sense? So we want to commit our way. It's not because it's not our way. It's His way. So we want to commit our way. We want to take what seemed to be two, Him and us, and have it become one. And we're using actually communion as a tool to just develop that in our conscience and in our soul through the day. You can wake up this way without communion elements and just live where this becomes your established heart. Does that make sense? Where grace covers you and protects you. God's empowerment, God's ability. Remember the first week we talked about grace. It's just God's empowerment, God's ability over your life to where what you're decreeing and praying in the secret place, grace begins to touch and it becomes your reality in the open. Where you're not trying to apply sermons through your day, but you've become the Word. The only way that happens is in the secret place when you're releasing faith to God and grace touches your faith. And Holy Spirit begins to conform you to the image of God. Holy Spirit begins to make you one with truth. Because you can't live out of your knowledge. You can't just try to apply knowledge as life comes. The Word becomes flesh. It becomes your reality in the secret place. Man, I really feel Holy Spirit on that. It's very powerful. We're going to enter into that. I'm just going to forget you're here. Even though I'm not, but I am. And I'm just going to enter in as if I was by myself, okay? But don't take that personal because I love you guys. And what I want you to do is begin at some level to enter into what's real in your heart, what's sincere in your heart, okay? And there's times in relationship. There was a time I was praying to the Lord and I was getting religious. I was saying the right Christian thing. And right in the middle, Holy Spirit said, oh, no, you don't. And I said, what? He said, oh, no, you don't. He said, you've been praying that now for how long? He said, if that was true, you wouldn't be such and such for the last year. And he said it like a friend. And I wasn't like condemned and like, oh, my God. You know, I just cried because I realized I was getting cliche in an area of my prayer life. But because of praying this way, he intervened and didn't let me stay cliche. Do you get what I'm saying? By praying the way we're about ready to pray, when I got cliche, it wasn't willful, it wasn't evil, I wasn't doing it on purpose, I didn't even realize it was happening. I just got in the habit of saying the right things in an area. And God was like, yeah, okay. It wasn't a bad thing. He wasn't like shaming me. He was just snapping me back to reality and letting me know that I was just affirmed through the prayer. The prayer took the place of my reality. Does that make sense? But I'm not sure that happens all the time unless we give ourselves to Him and yield ourselves to Him in that place of prayer, unless we exchange in prayer and intimacy that I'm committing my way to You. My life is Yours, God. You've made two one, and I thank You. Your kingdom is in me. You see? And I just want to walk with You, and I want to walk in Your way, and I want to walk in Your wisdom, and I thank You for leading me and guiding me in all truth, because You are Holy Spirit, and You live in me, and You are my best friend. See, I'm not sure a lot of Christians talk like that to the Lord. I just think we pray about stuff a lot of times. I'm not putting that on you, because you might pray that way. At large, Pastor, I don't know about you, but do you ask people how they pray? Do you ever find out people's prayer life? Like, people don't seem to have that intimate exchange where they're giving their heart to Him and receiving His heart for them. Use this as a tool to begin to grow in that consciousness. Communion. With the simple thought of this, all that is Yours is mine. And all that is mine is Yours. I don't just want You. I'm just going to start to enter into this. And some of this is going to be as an example, actually, to help you enter in. But I want you to, at some point, partake of the body, and then we'll go with the blood, okay? Father, we just thank You right now. We come together as one. We come together in the same reality that we're the body of Christ. And Father, we just thank You right now for just grace on this to just teach us how to commune and how to fellowship with You, even in the secret place, Lord. I'm asking for a grace that would take each one of us, every one of us in this room, into a secret place to where we would encounter You face to face, where there would be a heart exchange, where there would be no longer two, but one, where the Word would become flesh, where these things that we teach would become life to us and reality and even expression in a daily way. Thank You, God. That was my prayer over this time, okay? That enters everybody in. Father, I just thank You right now, and I just appreciate You for the body of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I honor You and worship You as my King. And I see that You held nothing back. You gave everything that I might have life. You even gave Your own flesh. You even knew You were going to the cross to die so that I might live. My life is so important to You that You chose to be slain before the foundation of the world. You said yes to the Father's love. You are the Father's love, and You came to deliver me from myself, to deliver me from sin, to deliver me from every lie and deception. My life has that much value to You. I don't want this covenant for my own sake, but for Your name's sake. I don't want to just receive Your blessing, Father. I'm not asking You to just show me favor and blessing. I'm giving myself to You. I yield myself to You because I honor You. No one has loved me this way. I have never seen or understood love to be this way until I saw it in You and a life given and surrendered for me. And in giving back to You, I say, all that is mine is Yours. I empty myself. I don't want my own desires, my own will, my own wants, my own way. I want You, Lord God, to stir the desire in my heart. I want to walk with You and be one with You. When I look through my eyes, I want to see what You see. When I live through this heart, I want it to be the very heart of God. And I commit my way to You today. I surrender myself to You. You gave all that You are to me that I might have life. And now in the life that I have, I surrender it humbly back to You. And I say, You are my Lord and You are my God. You're the one that I honor and You're the one that I adore. And I just worship You and give myself to You. Holy Spirit, I ask You to consume me and fill me with Your wisdom, with Your revelation, that Your name, Jesus, might be known to men, that people would see Your light in my countenance, that they would see Your love in my eyes, that my life would be the very expression of who You are. I don't want to be a confessing Christian. I want to be a manifested Son of God. I want to be one the creation groans for and longs for. I want to be revealed as a finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I take this right now and I enter into covenant and I say, I do. I say, I do to Your love and to You drawing me into Your kingdom. And I say, in return, I give myself back to You. I don't want to live for me. I want to live for Your glory and for Your great name. And I say, all of me consumed with all of You, for together You've made two one. And I accept that very humbly. And I thank You for the grace that abounds in my life. Your love, Your wisdom, and Your ways is my desire. I don't want to judge a man as a man judges a man. I want to see through righteousness. I want to see through hope. I want to see through mercy. The very way you saw my life that caused you to give this body is the very way I want to live. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. You are the Spirit of truth in my life. You lead me and guide me in all truth. And I thank you that you won't let me be deceived. I am not even afraid of finding myself one day lost and deceived because you are too much of a friend. I say, correct me, adjust me, instruct me, and father me. And I thank you. I have more of a confidence in your ability to keep me than my ability to miss the mark. And I thank you for fathering me in a father's love. I thank you for disciplining me as a son. And I thank you that there is no partiality. Thank you for holding me to truth. I want to be a man of integrity, the very integrity I see in you. God, I honor you. And I thank you for your love. I take this right now as a sign of covenant, and I receive the body of Jesus. And I don't do it lightly in your presence, Father. I receive the body of Jesus and I say yes to you. I put the ring of covenant around my heart and I keep myself for you. I keep myself for you. And I thank you. I thank you. There is no other, and I shall have no other but you, for you are the truth that has made me free. Thank you, God. I take this cup, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for the blood that you shed. This thing cost you blood. Your word in Hebrews says that I should consider you, lest I grow weary and discouraged in my soul. For you have received hostility against yourself through sinners. And I haven't even given myself yet to the shedding of blood in my fight against sin. So why should I be discouraged? Why would I be weary? I fix my eyes on you. If this gospel costs me my life, even physically, then so be it. But I desire not to compromise. And I thank you for the grace that allows me not to love my own life even unto death. And I know that Peter stood and said, I will die for you. I won't presumptuously just stand there and say, I will die for you. But I thank you for the grace that would permit me to walk in a way that is fearless, to not be moved by the fear of man or the love of my own flesh. Lord God, if this gospel would cost me my physical blood in my fight against sin, then so be it. But I stand here and kneel here before you to live righteous and live holy and commit all that I am to you. And I thank you that I am not ashamed of the gospel. I ask you to reveal that through my life, not in a presumptuous or haughty way, but a very humble way and a life-giving way. And I ask that the integrity of who you are would be revealed through my life. God, teach me not to love my own life unto death, and let your perfect love remove every trace of fear. I thank you for the power of the gospel, and I commit myself to you, even if it would cost me my very life, because my life is yours, and I understand that I will never die. Let my life leave a legacy. I give myself to you, and I thank you for receiving me. Thank you for the robe around me, the ring on my finger. Thank you for the slippers. Thank you, Lord God, for sonship. I receive your righteousness, and I drink this cup and thank you for the removal of sin. And I also thank you for giving me the honor of giving my blood back to you. My life is yours. I worship you and I honor you. And I just stand before you and I declare you my Father, my God, my Lord, and my King. And I just thank you that you are the Spirit of truth and you're teaching me in every way how to follow you. I am not ashamed of the gospel in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. I thank you for the light that shines. I thank you for the wisdom that speaks. I thank you for discernment and the ability to separate the light and the darkness, the lies and the truth. I thank you, Father, for your love. all that is mine is yours. And surely all that is yours is mine. Thank you, Father. Amen. If you're wrapping up, just take your time. Give you a couple minutes to pray, talk to the Lord, and receive. If you already have, that's fine. God, I worship you. It's just a little intimate time that we can have these kind of times with the Lord. They don't end there. I'm only ending there just because of the school and the class. But they really don't end there. This kind of intimacy and communion with God is something that continues all through. There's no time limit. It's not something you put on and off. You're in covenant with God. It's not a jacket to wear. It's not, don't make an appointment with God. Okay, I'm going to go pray now. You live a life of prayer. Amen? Amen.